Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Old Testament book of Daniel, chapter 6, beginning at verse 17, and then a passage out of Philippians by the Apostle Paul. So first out of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 17. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And then from the Apostle Paul, written in his letter in Philippians. Paul, of course, we've talked about before, being shipwrecked and jailed and beaten, flogged, but he kept on saying, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And that's Philippians 4, verse 13. In the past few weeks, we've been looking at the Old Testament example of Jabez. And then last week, we took a deeper look within as we're headed into this second half of this incredible year together. And we looked at Daniel, and we were reminded that as much as we might remember Daniel for his lion's den fame, he was most notable as a role model for us through his unwavering integrity, maintaining a consistent walk which honored, trusted, and served God. Today, I want to continue with that, encouraging and challenging us to embrace, to live, and to guard a life of integrity, not just like Daniel's, but even more so like the life Christ lived, a life where we honor and serve our God in everything we think and say and do, even when facing a lion's den or worse. It's been a while since I've watched the Muppet movie. I don't know about you, but interestingly, that movie is all about integrity, all about commitment and staying the course, of keeping your word, even when there seems to be no way that you can. It's all about integrity and the integrity of a little green frog by the name of Kermit. Kermit's on his way to Hollywood in response to an advertisement in Variety newspaper that he was shown by a talent agent who sought Kermit out in the swamp in the beginning of the movie. It was an ad that sought frogs for Hollywood and casting them in certain roles and promising to make them rich and famous. So Kermit set his face toward Hollywood, but not to become rich and famous like the ad suggested, but to follow the dream, the conviction that he felt in his heart that if he were to get one of those roles in Hollywood, he could make millions of people happy. And so as he started out, he made a commitment to himself and to that vision. And the movie is the story of his journey to Hollywood from the swamp to fulfill that promise. It was a journey of integrity, following and not wavering from this calling on his life to make millions happy. Along the way, Kermit was joined in his journey by Fozzie Bear, who turned out to be the primary driver of the car, Miss Piggy, of course, a chicken, Ralph the dog, and Gonzo, a nondescript-looking sort of animal with a very, very sad heart. And all along the way, Kermit was bugged by a guy named Doc Hopper, an entrepreneur trying to find a spokesman, or a spokesfrog, really, for this chain of frog leg restaurants he was starting. His visits with Kermit were and became a distraction, a potential detour for Kermit, a temptation directed at Kermit to see if Kermit could be persuaded to compromise his mission, his calling, his integrity, and the commitment he made to himself and for the good of others. But Kermit's integrity never wavers, and every time he was approached by Doc Hopper, he took a pass on this lure of easy wealth, and instead, he continued to follow his heart and his call to make millions happy. At a critical juncture in their journey, though, and not too far from Hollywood, their car broke down, causing their journey to come to a grinding halt in the desert. Kermit then becomes downcast. His dream seems lost, and the unwavering integrity that has carried him to this point in fulfilling his promise is now challenged. And then a second Kermit figure kind of walks onto the scene. It turns out to be his conscience, and it begins to speak to Kermit as he struggles with his emotions, his disappointments, as he tries to figure out what now. He feels guilty, believing that he has let everyone who believed in him down. We've all been there. He feels he has failed. He's come up short. He is miserable and feeling sorry for himself. And we have all been there, haven't we? But his conscience, Kermit, points out that he would be miserable if he had stayed in the swamp and he had never set out in pursuit of this dream. But Kermit is also worried now that in addition to his own struggles with a broken down car in the desert, he has brought misfortune upon a lady pig, a bear, and a chicken, a dog, and a thing. Well, whatever Gonzo is, he looks a little bit like a turkey. But Kermit remembers that he set out to accomplish something bigger than himself. And the others came along because they believed in him, and they believed in that dream too. And so, with their car now fixed and running again, Kermit stands fast in his commitment, presses on to Hollywood, remembering once again the reason he was going there in the first place, to follow his dream of making millions happy. You know, whether he or Jim Henson, the creator of the Muppet movie, realized it or not, Kermit set out to do God things, to fulfill a promise and a dream that he knew God would honor, that God would smile upon, to make millions happy. And his integrity in keeping the commitment he made required, in the midst of whatever he faced, that Kermit stay the course, that he keep his word, stay aligned with what he knew to be right, not what we hear so much today and in so many places about doing what's right for you. He didn't do that. What's right for him might have been to turn around, but simply he continued. He moved out with integrity, energizing his way to continue to do what was right. The conversation he had with himself and with his conscience when his car was broken down in the desert rings true on other levels as well, for him and for us. There will always be doubts in our lives that try to overtake us each day. Things happen. Nothing in life will be easy, and we will have times where we question our direction, question our purpose, more often than we care to think about, admit, or remember. We've all been there, and we will be there. Look, in real life, if you haven't noticed yet, stuff happens. People change. Marriages are stressed and challenged. Things get confusing at times. People misunderstand us. Relationships become tense, and fear comes and grips us by the back of the neck, ready to carry us off and away from where we're heading. Things which we never expected to change, change. Life throws us curveballs. Someday it feels like we're facing blitz after blitz after blitz. People come and go from our lives or let us down, and we often have days where we just become resigned to our situations or feel like we just want to throw our hands in the air and walk away. Or maybe just to simply sit and do nothing else in our lives while our cars blow up in the desert, while our lives take detours that we didn't plan for, or we get whacked with disappointments, with decisions, with heartaches and tragedies that bring us to the point of despair. But through it all, as followers of Christ, the dream never changes. God's vision, God's call and purpose for our lives, for his kingdom, for others, never changes. And most importantly, God never changes. It always keeps calling us to stay the course, to move forward, to become all we can be, and to reach out again and again and again through whatever, in his name and with him, to each other and in a world in desperate need of his love. Daniel was restored to his journey because of the integrity of his continuing relationship with God. The Apostle Paul knew through all that he went through that he could stay the course through the power and the presence of Christ in his life. The integrity of lives which are committed to God assures us that through his power and presence, we can and will stay the course, knowing he will always be there with us every step along the way. And then no matter what happens on the journey, maybe we're thrown into the lion's den or our cars blow up in the desert, we can stay the course, move ahead together with God in the lead and watch what he will do with and through our lives, maybe even to make millions happy at the end of it all. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for your continual reminders that are all around us. I thank you for my friends that are here and listening and ready to move forward, but sometimes trying to figure it out and where it is, and then sometimes all of a sudden realizing that things just blow up and they're not sure which way to go, if they need to go anywhere at all. Remind them, remind me, remind us all that we are to continue to move. Continue to move in our commitment with you as you carry us forward, lift us forward, move us forward, encourage us forward to be all that you call us to be for ourselves, to expand your kingdom, and for others. Thanks, Lord, for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.